Okay, Steve Nation, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Gritt III here for another K-State episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, all things Kansas State athletics out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on a chilly Wednesday in the Kansas City metro area, October 29th, 2025, this K-State regular season finale. Women's soccer. It's the first time I'm listening to this podast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast. Again, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Whether that's iTunes, Spotify, wherever. You listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. Number 2, Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D, Idea Prosperous Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D, Idea Prosperous Podcast. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, whether that's a new student, freshman, all the way to the senior, fifth-year senior, alumni, big K-State fan, or a Big 12 fan about the Pro Project Podcast. We continue to appreciate your support of this Kansas State podcast, which has been hopping off the charts more recently. I cannot believe it. And even with outside distractions that I'll be buttoning up here currently, even with all that said, I gotta thank you guys, K-State Nation, so much. I cannot believe this podcast has been going on, what, 4 or 5 years now, something like that. Obviously, big thanks to Alex. And hopefully, I want to figure something out for him out soon. Rather than later. So we've been working with, recently limited equipment. so I haven't been able to, on the phone, touch base with him on that, but he has a big part in this as well still. So again, thank you, K-State Nation, so much for that as well. And this every in. Oh yeah, by the way, we're Everyday K-State Podcast. Again, football this weekend, women's soccer tomorrow night. Ask them to corner this right now. We'll check in actually on the K-State women's volleyball team if I have the time to do so. Okay. So if I have time to do so, because they're currently playing right now as I'm recording this women's soccer preview edition of this podcast. So again, thank you so much. Again, I wanted to say thanks again and again. Make sure you're subscribed, first off, if you're not already, to this Everyday Kansas State Podcast. Okay, so tomorrow night, Kansas State Women's Soccer will take on Iowa State. Iowa State, my goodness, damn. Farmageddon, Music Family Park. Kansas State has already secured, it'll be official after tomorrow night, has already clinched their first winning season in program history. And how about that? In her first year at Kansas State, current and new and current women's soccer coach Colleen Corbin has changed the way that this program has looked since it's ever started 11 years ago when Mike DeBee still get credit, and he should, like I've said multiple times on this podcast, for starting up his team. But again, Colleen Corbin has taken his team to the next step. There is that's beating everybody. This women's soccer team this year has been in pretty much every game. And I said it on the latest postcast edition when we lost. The last time the K-State played against Texas Tech, fifth-ranked Texas Tech at that, they've been in every game. Literally, we can sit here and say, hey, they've been in every game. And if their offense just wakes up and maybe gets a goal here and there, we know how good our defense is. Even through the Mike DeBeanie era, they've been solid. They've been even more solid with Colleen Corbin now, and her staff doing a really good job there as well. You have Maddie Sibling back there as goalkeeper there as well. So, yeah, man, I mean, they could easily win a couple more games in the end of that. But they're playing the Iowa State team. That not a good season. 4-9-3, 1-8-1 in the Big 12 this year. Oh my goodness. Meanwhile, your K-State women's soccer team, the Lady Cats, come into this regular season finale 7-6-4, but only 2-5-2 in Big 12. They've been in the records. At least for K-State, they've been indicative. That's not a reflection on what. We've been following this K-State soccer team all year long, on this podcast. They've been in majority of these games, and a break here, a goal here, or goal there, and K-State could easily have a couple more wins in the bank instead of all these ties. But for this regular season finale, obviously, it's going to be Varsity Willie Knight at Bill Snyder. The football team is going to be playing at Bill Snyder on Saturday afternoon against Texas Tech. A huge game with 13-ranked Texas Tech there Saturday. Meanwhile, Boosier Family Park, 6:30. Varsity Willie Knight, promotional night on the regular season finale there as well. K-State will look to take care and clinch that winning season there tomorrow night. And hey, again, like, what do I always say on here? Take, and I said it, funny enough, I said it in the preview with Utah. I recorded that already, and that's already up on the feed as K-State's playing Utah right now on the volleyball side. We'll check in with them right after I wrap this up. But yeah, take care of the teams you got to take care of. This should be a dub for the team. But team, look, Iowa State, not very good. So there's that there as well. And more on Varsity Willie Knight. This is the Pro Parts of the Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here for this Kansas State women's soccer regular season / Big 12 finale preview. Iowa State comes to Manhattan tomorrow night. So we'll look forward to that there as well. I'm just reading this right from the hip. Here, wear K-State Soccer Varsity Willie gear for a discounted ticket at the ticket booth on game day, and be sure to stop by the concessions stand for a special $16 meal deal. Each meal deal includes a burger, chips, and a drink. Yeah, I'm reading it straight from the promotions, from what the media says there as well. So if you're, it's a weeknight, I know that, but definitely you need it. If you're in Manhattan, you're a student, or the above there, yeah, you get to the stadium, support this team for the last time prior to the Big 12 tournament. I'm pretty sure to have that there as well, man. So yeah, absolutely. That sounds like a big deal there as well. So yeah, man. All this comes down to K-State capitalizing. And their offense has been rolling. And yes, it has not shown a stat sheet, but they've been getting off goals in the last handful of games. And I actually expect them to get a couple goals, if I had a say in that, for tomorrow night. This is for watching podcast, all things, sorry, but by people watching here in the EG3 confines, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports there as well. Brian Smoller, obviously, Oscar Montenegro, and Hannah Whetstone, will have the coverage there as per usual there as well. You can keep up with it on kstatesports.com. And this series, Iowa State, funny enough, I've made fun of them in their record, but Iowa State has the series lead on K-State, 5-2-2 there. And last time, I believe it was last year, we drawed against Iowa State. Yeah, we did. I do remember this now. They drawed against Iowa State last year in Ames. So as fun as I made fun, but hey, K-State, you got to take care of what you got to take care of there as well in this game here. In the matchup there as well. So let me see here. Yes, okay, some notes here to kind of reestablish here for this women's soccer team led by your first year head coach, Colleen Corbin. 21 goals. K-State has set the school record with Allison Marshall's goal last time out against Texas Tech. They set that there on Sunday there as well. K-State going back to the road. Ended that road schedule with, of course, that two-shot loss against Texas Tech, fifth-ranked Texas Tech at that. They're in that ballgame. They tied it there. And, of course, Texas Tech scored two unanswered goals there in the second half of that game. K-State ended the road schedule there in 2025 with a 3-3-4 record. Of the 500 road record marked the first time in program history that K-State could completed its road slate with a 500 or better mark. The Wildcats also tied the school record with 3 road wins and set the school record for 4 road draws there as well. So everything going down in the record books here in year 1 under the Colin Corbin era there as well. So a lot to be proud of. But again, we love for the K-State women's soccer team to get that dub tomorrow night. I'm pretty sure, yeah, Iowa State's going to be pesky and all that. But again, without even looking at Iowa State's roster, you are the better. you are obviously the better team in this matchup. Go take care of your business there and get another couple points for you as you head in to the Big 12 tournament there as well. Here, I'm not gonna read all this right now. We're gonna have to save all this in the season because there's a lot there. I just went over just a couple of them there as well. I will go ahead and read some of this. I'm not gonna read all of it here on the show, but or this preview, anyways. But school records for consecutive shutouts with 5 and consecutive shutouts to begin a season. If we go back a little bit, I know this, we're still in the season, but we're gonna back it of that there. Actually, let's just do this here. Let me see. I forgot to turn that off. Sorry about that. Yeah, but anyway, school record for penalty kicks attempts 3. Fewest goals allowed non-con. Going all the way back to the beginning of the year with 3. And, of course, we just said 500 record on the road. That's a school record there. School record for multi-goals in a match with 8 there as well. And still an opportunity. This is why I'm holding off. Because there's a resume this year for the K-State women's soccer team with a lot of accomplishments as well. So we'll see what happens there tomorrow night with the addition of that. Some more notes actually here. And let me see, get some individual players here on the show here as we get closer. And then we'll check in real quick with the volleyball team. It's the Pro Puncher Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer in the house here on this edition of the podcast. And now I cut that off. Thank you very much. McKinnon Braswell and sophomore Hannah Palmer. McKinnon Braswell is a junior. Palmer, we have called her name out numerous times here this year on a podcast. Why? Because she's one of their top players, obviously, but she's been a huge factor in multiple games for the K-State women's soccer team. Lead the Wildcats heading in this matchup with 4 assists each there as well. Let me see here. And the 18 assists this year so far ranks 3rd in K-State program history for a season, while 1.06 assists, well, that's 1 assist per game, ranks 2nd in school history. There's just a lot right there as well. So, again, it goes back to, again, this new coaching staff, head coach Colin Corbin, putting their imprint on how they want to run things for this program. And again, I said it all the way back in the beginning of the year. Okay, now it's time to build that next step. Can the K-State, this team, take it to the next step and be more competitive, a little bit more competitive, win some matches, things like that? I think they've achieved that. And then some there as well. And also, speaking of Allison Marshall, we talked about her in the last podcast on episode of the show here. She's already registered career highs this year there at Marshall from Omaha, Nebraska. 4 goals. That's a career high in assists this year for her as well. And so there's that there as well. Yeah, I'm not going to go through everything, little tidbit, because we still have a game left. We're in soccer. And then, of course, a potential berth in the Big 12 tournament as well. So we ain't going to go through all that right now. But, yeah, tomorrow night, this will go out tomorrow, and at some point I'll try to fit in a postcast of what's going on right now with the women's volleyball team as they're on the road. 4th match on the road in this 5-game swing, road swing against Utah. So I'll try to fit that in as someone. This will come out same time as the preview did of this match there as well. We're going to take a look at it right now as we speak before we sign off for this podcast. Let's do this. Yeah, K-State. Yep, like I said. Yep, uh-huh. Let's just do that. Stay here with Skull Mobile. Here in the show. Let me get my phone out real quick here in the show. Yeah, man. So, like I said, K-State already 2-0 against Utah here. So, they're looking for the sweep. Let's check it right now. We'll call what it is right now. So, K-State wants volleyball. Again, we'll finish it up on the postcast, but this match is going to be over here in a little bit. But hopefully that doesn't come back to bite me in the butt there as well, because a lot of things tonight have already come back and reared its ugly head way too many times. I already recorded EGD podcast and I'm not going to rehash it, but I'm putting a couple of cents out there. A lot of stuff we shouldn't even got involved in. it's kind of turned against it's me way too much for no reason. But anyways, so Utah on a run there for a little bit, and in case they just tied it. So we're going back and forth here in this third set right now as we wrap up this preview for women's soccer and talk a little bit about women's volleyball team. It is right now, as I'm ending this episode, 13 all in the third set. Utah trying to fight back, trying to force a fourth set there as K-State took the first two easily in the first set, 25-16 and 25-21. There for K-State in set two. And right now, Utah just retook the lead there in that one. K-State so far, I don't have the individual player stats right now. Oh, okay, we'll get that. We'll talk about that once this game goes final, course, on the postcast. Again, if you're new to this Pro Punch Podcast, all things K-State sports, we talk, we try to cover every event. For K-State Athletics, whether that's a postcast, football, basketball, that's not how I want to put it, but we're going to roll with it. We want to try to cover, recap every K-State game, event, or invitation, or whatever that is for K-State. As K-State, once again, Simone Sims just checked in the ball game there and is retired. So we're going back and forth here. K-State just retook the lead right there. Simone Sims just came in the game. K-State right now, 39 kills total, and are hitting 345 so far in this ball game and holding Utah under 200. So there's that. So before, and this might be over if we even lock off. So, but yeah, we just wanted to check in with our women's volleyball team as they look to build. Speaking of building blocks, continue to build that resume after that huge, dramatic cover mound upset win on the road against in Lawrence last week there, as they hanging on by one, as this third set is going back and forth and back and forth there. As well, again, a lot more to come on the postcast there, as well as their case they look to try to finish up off that sweep there on Utah. And I would assume them staying out there because they have BYU on Friday night. They're the 17th ranked Cougars on Friday night there as well. And of course, I mentioned during the preview of the K-State women's soccer team regular season finale, the football team hosts its 13th ranked Texas Tech. Whoa, boy, we got some big fish to fry here in the back end of the week for Kansas State sports. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Once again, get it wherever podcasts are found there as well. We appreciate you again. Again, thank you so much again for tuning in and continuing to support K-State Nation, continue to support this K-State Athletics Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another Women's Soccer edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. We'll talk to you. Woo, damn. We're a little long. That's all right. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all on the next episode. Good cats.